Welcome to Faithfully Beautiful with Manda, a podcast dedicated to women who are on a journey to discover or rediscover a personal relationship with God. Are you a new believer? Maybe struggling with your faith right now? Or like me, knew about Jesus but never realized what a personal relationship with Him meant? Well, through this podcast, I will share with you how God's Word can apply to us on a daily basis and put us on a journey to becoming the confident, empowered, beautiful women that God created us to be. Welcome. I am so glad that you are joining me this week as we get ready to start a new series on the topic of fear. I have experienced intense, paralyzing fear for almost my entire life. So I'm going to share with you about some of the greatest fears that I have had and still continue to struggle with, as well as share with you some of the stories and some of the things that I have found to help me overcome some of my fears. And so I'm excited this week. We're going to talk about the fear of rejection. And then in week two, we're going to talk about what is my greatest fear, and that is the fear of failure. And then in week three, we're going to talk about the fear of success. Of course, you would think failure and success go together, but there's two very big different components between the two. And then in week four, we're going to talk about the fear of growth. So I am just so excited to be talking about this subject because it has been an area that I have struggled with for so long. And God has just been so faithful to me to show me how to overcome that. And by no stretch of the means have I overcome it all, but I am definitely on the path to being more aware and being more willing to look past the fear and move forward. So we've kind of all heard the saying, fear, false evidence appearing real, right? So you know, when we let fear dominate and control, people think, oh, you're just letting, you know, something that isn't true dominate you. And you know, it's not real. But for those of us who have battled the intense fear at the time we experience fear, it does not appear to be false. It's very real to us. It's only when we come out the other side of our fear that we can learn to really accept and understand this statement. So I have shared before that I like to find out definitions because I always get stuck sometimes in my preconceived idea of what the definition of a word is. So I looked up the definition of fear. It's a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, pain, etc., whether the threat is real or imagined, the feeling or condition of being afraid. Now, when we're going to start talking about the fear of rejection, and for me, my fear of rejection stems from the fact of my childhood, where I never felt like I fit in. I didn't feel that I belonged. I didn't feel wanted. I didn't feel accepted for who I was. And so I had this intense fear of rejection because what I had experienced, my emotion that was aroused by my pain, became my fear of being rejected because I felt that I was already rejected. And living out those emotions and living out that on a daily basis, that rejection of what and who you are can start to really destroy who you are. And so my fear had grown so intense that I was afraid to let anybody in. I was afraid of being rejected that I just pushed every single person away in my life, including my husband, including my kids, including my family, because I was so afraid that they were going to reject this broken person that I had become. And so as I started my journey to kind of come out of all of my experiences and really start to learn and hone in on why was these fears so intense for me, and really taking a look at God's word and what he says about our fear of rejection, and knowing that, you know, if it's that false evidence appearing real, and we're going through it and we feel it's real, but we come out the other side and we realize as we begin to overcome the fear, how we let the lies of the enemy, the lies that people have told us, the lies that our eyes have perceived to become our reality. When in all actuality, when we start to address the reason for the fear, I mean, there is real pain that was experienced for me in the thought of being rejected. And so when we come out the other side of that and we start moving towards being an overcomer of that fear, we learn that it's by faith that we can overcome. And what really struck me as I was starting to really study about this, was this verse in Mark. And I'm going to share with you today all from the Amplified Version. But Mark 4:40, he said to them, "Why are you so timid and fearful? How is it that you have no faith, no firmly relying trust?" And let me tell you, that was kind of a big wake-up call verse for me. How could I be so timid? Why am I so timid? Why am I so fearful? You know, why is it that I have no faith and no trust? You know, it all goes back to my experiences and my childhood and not feeling that I was accepted and worthy and not feeling that I could trust people because of what I expected them to do to me. But as I walk out overcoming my fear of rejection, I'm realizing that that fear, as I am building a relationship with God, shows to God that I don't have enough faith for me to allow him to walk me through the fear. And so that was a real wake up call to me, because as the journey has gone on and I take step by step as I ask for him to reveal things to me, and this was one of my revelations, that I have been timid, I have been fearful, and it's because I haven't had faith or trust in either the people around me, and more specifically in God. And so the journey to build this relationship with God that I never thought that I was worthy to have has helped me become a person that can overcome my fears. And then he gives us some reassurance about our fear. And that comes in John 14:27. "Peace I leave you with, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled." When we drink in his peace, and we're drinking in and we're taking in that relationship with him, we're sharing with him our fears, our dreams, our thoughts, our prayers, and we're in relationship with him, there is a peace that overcomes that fear. There is a release of that fear that brings this peace. And it's all because God has given us the gift of peace. And he has given us the power to overcome the fears through faith in him. Now, so we've talked, you know, kind of that's a general synopsis of fear and what God talks about fear. And there's lots of places it says be fearful of God and have a healthy fear of the Lord. And that is all very true. And what I'm talking about is having a more intense fear than that. And talking about being rejected, you know, God has never rejected me because I hadn't allowed him to. You know, I had this perception that God would reject me because I wasn't worthy to be in relationship with him. But as I share, you know, in Romans 11:2, it talks about being rejected and what he says about that. Romans 11 verse 2. No, God has not rejected and disowned his people, whose destiny he had marked out and appointed and foreknown from the beginning. Do you not know what scripture says of Elijah and how he pleads with God against Israel? Now, the second half part of that isn't as important to me as the first sentence of it. No, God has not rejected or disowned his people. He has not rejected us. He has never rejected me. He has only given me unconditional love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness. He has given me a destiny. He marked out and appointed me and foreknown from the beginning what my purpose was created for, what I was created to do. Why would God reject what he created and what he gave for me to do? I reject him by not having faith in him, by not trusting him, and by not walking firmly on the ground that he's planted before me. But he's never rejected me because he had a plan for me. I am his destiny for what I'm supposed to be doing, for what I'm supposed to be sharing, for the experiences, the hurt, the pain, the fear, the everything that I've gone through, he's using for his purpose. And I am learning and growing and becoming a better person because of it. I'm still completely and utterly flawed. I still make tons of mistakes. I still at times lack faith and trust in him because I think I can do it all on my own. I don't want to bother him with the little stuff. And so I get off course because I don't rely on him for the big things. Or I should say, I rely on him for the big things and not always for the small things. And it's in those small things that we start to build and begin to trust and have faith. So when we want to skip that section, do we lose those building blocks to establishing that trust and establishing that faith so that fear doesn't overcome that? So I want you to think about this. And these are kind of questions that I have asked myself over the last 18 months. And more specifically, after about 2 months ago, I went to a women's retreat with Daily Disciples Ministries with Bobby Brooks and Tony Lee. And they are amazing. And if you haven't checked them out, you need to check them out at dailydisciples.org. They put on a women's retreat, and I had never, ever been to a women's retreat, let alone shared a room with five women at a women's retreat. Well, that was an interesting experience, and my daughter laughed at me because she knew that I was like going to be totally out of my element because she knew how long I have put myself away from the world and haven't been willing to establish relationships. And so I'm at this retreat with all these amazing women, and Bobby and Tony Lee separate the room in half. They send half the women to one side of the room and half the women to the other side of the room. And they start to ask some pretty intense questions. And, you know, we're not talking easy questions. They're like, okay, who has had an abortion? The women that had had one walked to the middle of the room and they looked eye to eye with someone else who had been through that pain. They asked, who's been through a divorce? Those had been through a divorce walked to the middle of the room and saw each other eye to eye and knew they weren't alone. Then they started asking other questions. And then they get to the question of who has experienced fear? And all the women walk to the middle of the room because it's something that we all experience. We all experience fear in one way or another. And then they asked, who has experienced intense, debilitating, paralyzing fear? And as I stood there, I started to see everybody walking back to their sides of the wall. And I'm looking around me and everyone but me is back in the spot on the wall from where they had walked. So I was left there standing in the middle of the room all by myself, the only one who had experienced such fear that was debilitating and paralyzing that she couldn't move forward. And right there and then, in that moment, I realized I had overcome a huge fear, and that was standing there very naked to the rest of the world, letting them know that I was afraid. And God spoke so clearly to me at that event that my daughter, those who have the greatest fear and overcome have the greatest faith and the greatest victories. And for me, that was just such a key pivotal moment in the way that I look at the fear that I've had in my life. That overwhelming, debilitating, crushing, feet in cement, can't move forward, can't move backwards, can't grow, can't do anything. To know that even in my greatest fear, I will have the greatest faith and the greatest victories because of that fear. So I just wanted to share that story with you because that was such an aha moment for me. And so as I've been walking this journey to really face my fears about my fears, you know, I want you to take a look at some questions and I want you to think about them, pray about them, journal about them, and see what you come up with. You know, what has caused you to fear? Has there been some experience in your life that has caused you to fear? And what has specifically caused that fear, and specifically your fear of rejection? If you're not sure if you have a fear of rejection or if you've ever experienced that before and you want to pursue that any deeper, like maybe you do think you have a little bit of a fear of that, of letting people in, of letting people see you because you're afraid that they will reject who you really are, then I would encourage you to pray about it. Ask Him to reveal to you what could be causing that fear. And then as you journal, you will see Him start to answer with your thoughts and your feelings and how that will all play out. And then I want you to think about, are you ready to step away from that fear? Are you ready to move past it? Are you ready to take that fear and overcome it with faith so that you can have victory? And write about how you're ready to do it and ask God to walk along the journey with you. And then finally, what are some steps you want to take to overcome the fear? You know, for me, my steps have all been journaling and being in the Word, praying and asking Him to reveal and show me and guide me and help me grow past my fear. So what are some of the steps that you want to take to overcome that fear of rejection or any fear that you might have for that matter? And really pray and get into really asking Him to reveal, asking Him to show you. Because really, truly, it is when we face that intense fear, and really, because I can tell you from experience, when you have faced that intense fear and by faith you overcome it, oh, the victory is so sweet. Because now you can celebrate something that maybe you have never, ever been able to celebrate before. And that is conquering something. Conquering a fear and celebrating the fact that you've overcome it with victory. You have overcome that fear. Doesn't mean that fear might not creep its ugly little head back in, but you have overcome it. You have not, and you are not going to allow it to continue to dominate your life. And for me, that's what it is. That fear of rejection is not going to continue to dominate my life. So think about those questions. Really give it your hard thought and prayer and really ask God to reveal those to you. It's not going to be probably the easiest experience, but being in relationship with Him is not always easy. And it's such an amazing growth opportunity that you'll discover out the other side how blessed you truly are. In moments where you feel fear, we'll take hold of that fear and say, I am not going to let you control me, and give it over to God and let Him show you the victory of releasing that to Him. Next week, we are going to talk about my biggest, scariest, ultimate fear that I've had in my life, and that is the fear of failure. So I look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great one. Thank you for your valuable time and allowing me to share about how God's work can work in our daily lives and how it can be applied in our journey to becoming the confident, empowered, faithfully beautiful women we were designed to be. For more information and fun, visit me on my website at mandelhall.com. Join me next week as we dive into more of God's Word.